The following is a paid program, and the views expressed on this show do not represent the views of WJZ AM, Intercom Communications, its sponsors, or affiliates.
From the farms to the winner's circle and everywhere in between, this is Maryland Horse Radio on CBS Sports Radio 1300. We cover the entire horse industry, from the Preakness to the Maryland Million to the Columbia Classic Grand Prix, brought to you by Laurel Park. Now, here's Dan Salter at Maryland Horse Radio on CBS Sports Radio.
Into the stretch of Fleet Willie's asked the question by Jomar Torres and has the answer and kicks away by four. Now 5 lengths of the furlong left to go. And John Jones and Bodhisattva, and then it's Monongahela, and here is a Fleet Willie. Very convincing win, and the native dancer for a Fleet Willie will win, posing for the picture. Jomar Torres, win by five.
And good evening. Welcome to the program, Maryland Horse Radio, presented by Laurel Park. I'm your host, Dan Salter. That's the voice of Maryland Racing there. Dave Rodman with the call. Fleet Willie in the Native Dancer. Coast-to-coast win in the Native Dancer. That was at Laurel Park. Going a mile and a 16th, January 27th. Yeah, he crushed him that day. A Fleet Willie, he's won three of his last four races, and they've all been stake races. His last two wins at Laurel Park, he won coming from off the pace in the Richard Small Stakes back in November. That was going nine furlongs. Yeah, a mile and an eighth for the Richard Small. He didn't break very well that day and came circled the field and won over some nice horses in the Richard Small. Discreet Lover, Just Call Kenny. Discreet Lover would come out of that race and win next out. And then the Native Dancer, there was no early speed, so a Fleet Willie said, see you later early. He went right to the front and cruised to victory in the Native Dancer. So jockey Jomar Torres, he's been aboard the last four races. Three of them wins against Stakes Company for the leading trainer, Claudio Gonzalez, out there at Laurel Park. I spent some time out there this morning in the Claudio Gonzalez barn checking out a Fleet Willie. Got to meet his groom, Caesar, and the exercise rider, Alexis. Got to meet the whole crew, Troy Singh, the assistant trainer out there. Had a great time in Claudio Gonzalez's barn this morning checking out a Fleet Willie. A Fleet Willie loves it at Laurel Park. He's a seven-time winner at Laurel Park, and he's nominated to two stake races we have coming up at Laurel Park a week from this Saturday, February 17th, part of the Sprint Fest Winter Carnival out there at Laurel Park. We're going to have six stake races with the features being the Grade 2 Barbara Fritchie and the Grade 3 General George. A Fleet Willie nominated to the General George, but he's also nominated to the John Campbell on that day. We have six stake races. What a huge day it's going to be. Saturday, February 17th. Mark your calendars now. That's a week from this Saturday. Of course, we have live racing this weekend. I'll give you a best bet and long shot winner tomorrow and Saturday out there at Laurel Park. Three-day race weekend this weekend at Laurel Park. Tomorrow kicks off the weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, live racing out there. First race post time, 12:30 at Laurel Park. Sunday brunch, always cooking up on Sunday. Great Sunday brunch out there in the Garden Terrace and Tips and Tycoon's Room. You can take it upstairs to the sports bar as well on the second floor of the clubhouse. So I'll give you my best bet and long shot plays of the day for Friday and Saturday this weekend at Laurel Park. But talking about next week, in a week from this Saturday, it's going to be a huge day. The Sprint Fest Winter Carnival. Save the date as Laurel Park's Winter Carnival returns Mardi Gras weekend, Saturday, February 17th. The day will have six stake races. I told you already, featuring the Grade 2 Barbara Fritchie and the Grade 3 General George. There'll also be ice photo opportunities around the track, including an ice wall with over $2,500 in prizes frozen inside. You get a free Maryland Jockey Club sweatshirt with a program purchase, plus a buffet with all the Mardi Gras New Orleans flavors. That's $32 a person for the buffet. But how about the free Maryland Jockey Club sweatshirt? That's going to be a popular item, especially for the Winter Carnival, cold February day. You come out to Laurel Park, you see six stake races, two of them graded, and you get a free Maryland Jockey Club sweatshirt. You can't beat that. How can you celebrate Mardi Gras any better? So that's all coming up a week from this Saturday. Saturday, February 17th, the Sprint Fest Winter Carnival out there at Laurel Park. Back to a fleet. Willie had a close-up look at him this morning in Claudio's barn. We also spent some time in the Kenny Decker barn checking out Austin Banner and Fellowship. Two talented sprinters he has that's also nominated to the General George, and they're both going to run. Austin Banner, knock on wood, you know, everything goes according to plan. Austin Banner and Fellowship pointed to the Grade 3 General George for Kenny Decker. Those are two very live local hopefuls in that race. It's going to be a tough race. There'll be some out-of-towners coming in town. But I like Austin Banner and Fellowship for Kenny Decker and the General George. We'll get to that. We'll get to those two in a second. But talking about a fleet, Willie, who you heard the Rodman call at the top of the show for Claudio Gonzalez. Yeah, it was cool this morning. We got out there early, 7:30, 8 o'clock. Watched him get tacked up in the barn with his grooms, Caesar. Walked with him on the horse path out to the track. We got a nice little interview with Claudio Gonzalez trackside while we were watching a Fleet Willie train. Nice galloping horse, good-looking bay horse. He's a five-year-old by Wilburn out of an Fleet Alex mare. Fleet Alex, of course, your Preakness winner back in 2005. So here's a story on a Fleet Willie. He's made over $427,000 right now, as of now. And that's mostly been with Claudio Gonzalez. He's won 11 races. 10 of those wins have been with Claudio. Claudio claimed the horse in a maiden race. Back in December of 2015, the horse was in for maiden $25,000. He was one of the favorites that day. He was with another barn that day. He was with trainer Tom Clark. He won that day. He won big. And Claudio claimed him for $25,000. And since has won 10 races, including the last three against Stakes Company. The Governor's Day Handicap at Delaware, the Richard Small at Laurel in November, and most recently the Native Dancer late January at Laurel Park. So he's won 10 races with this horse, three stake races. They made about $400,000 with the horse. He's a five-year-old by Wilburn, until I said that. So what a remarkable claim a Fleet Willie's been for Claudio Gonzalez. That's why Claudio's your leading trainer out there. Claudio, the leading trainer for all of 2017 last year, and he's off and running this year. He's your current leading trainer, I believe, early on out there for this winter meet. So I had a real cool time, real cool morning spending it with a Fleet Willie in the barn of Claudio Gonzalez. So Fleet Willie, if he goes in the John Campbell, talking to Claudio this morning, he'll be the heavy favorite in the John Campbell. He loves two turns at Laurel. Oh yeah, he ran in the General George last year. Austin Banner, a Fleet Willie did, because he was on a roll. He'd won three in a row coming up to the General George last year. He won a Zay other than, a two other than, and then he crushed him in a three other than going seven furlongs. Last January 2017, so he'd won three in a row. They took a shot last year in the Grade 3 General George. He ran okay. He finished sixth, got beat five lengths behind Imperial Hint when stalwalking dude. So two of the top sprinters in the country. Then after that, he was a real comeback, real game second in the Harrison Johnson last year. And recently, he's won three of four against Stakes Company. So in the John Campbell, he's the heavy favorite and you know, going to be real tough to beat. If they decide, you know, he's nominated to the General George as well. That's a Grade 3. He can win going seven furlongs for sure. You know, that's he wouldn't be the favorite in the General George. He'd have a shot. He'd have a good shot, I think, because he's on a roll. He's better now as a five-year-old than last year. He was real good last year, and now he's great. Now he's a stakes horse. So maybe now, maybe this year, also, Fleet Willie could step up to the General George, but if he doesn't, he'll be real tough in the John Campbell. So that was part of our morning this morning, spending it with Claudio Gonzalez in his barn. Then we went over to Kenny Decker's barn, had an awesome time over there, watching Awesome Banner train. We also got to see Fellowship, both Awesome Banner and Fellowship, nominated to the Grade 3 General George for Jacks Are Better Farm and trainer Kenny Decker. And what a year Kenny Decker and Jacks Are Better Farm have had here in Maryland since coming to Maryland. They've been here almost a year. They got here last March 2017. Last March they got here, and they've had a solid year. Austin Banner was a third, got beat. Well, yeah, got beat half a length at 31-1, was third, beaten a half length in the Grade 3 Maryland Sprint at Pimlico on Preakness Day. And that started his big summer against some of the top sprinters in the country. Austin Banner was second in the Grade 1 Vanderbilt at Saratoga. He was second in the Grade 2 Phoenix at Keeneland. They threw a couple of clunkers. Talking to Kenny Decker, Austin Banner, he's a five-year-old stud colt. He can be a little quirky sometimes. Sometimes he's had some issues at the gate. Sometimes things don't go his way. He gets a little upset. So he threw a couple clunkers over the winter time. But then Kenny Decker got him going well again, training on his home track. They schooled him at the gate. They got some gate issues worked out, and Austin Banner came back. He put it all together, lashed out in the fire plug January 20th at Laura Park. He fired a big number that day. He got in front, turn over home. They tried to get by him. They couldn't get by him. He won by a half length. He got a solid buyer. I think his buyer came back close to 100, 95 maybe. It's somewhere in there, 95 to 100 for Austin Banner's win last out in the fire plug. He went 6 furlongs, 108 and 4, so that's moving. Look, I mean, this horse was a graded stakes winner early on in his career. He won his first three races. I pulled his lifetime PPs up today. And Kenny Decker's done a phenomenal job managing this horse. He's made almost $900,000. I believe Kenny Decker was working on the farm, the Jackson Better Farm down in Ocala, when Austin Banner started his career at Gulfstream, where he won three in a row. Austin Banner won the Grade 3 Hutchinson, and he won the Grade 2 Swale at Gulfstream. So he was on the Derby trail early on in his three-year-old career. They tried him in the Grade 2 Fountain of Youth in the Tampa Derby. That didn't go well. But then he bounced right back that summer of his three-year-old year, and he won a stake at Gulfstream, and then he won two big stakes at Gulfstream. He won $250,000 restricted Florida bred stakes at Gulfstream. He won a big $200,000 sprint at Mahoning Valley. Austin Banner, and then it took him a while to get back to the winner's circle. He was 0-10 last year, but like I said, he was running against Grade 1, Grade 2 company. He made $250,000 last year. He was second three times, third three times. But he started off his five-year-old campaign on a big note in the fire plug. So Austin Banner, he is a five-year-old local horse trained by a really good new trainer in Maryland. He's new as in last year. He got here March last year. Certainly not new to the game. This guy knows his horses. He's a good horseman. Nice guy to talk to. First class outfit. Talking about trainer Kenny Decker. He knows all. He's the private trainer for Jackson Better Farm, and he knows all the family in and out. He knows the sire, the broodmare, all the siblings. He's broken these horses on the farm down there in Ocala. So talking to Kenny Decker about his horses, it kind of reminded me of talking to Larry Murray about all the horses he trained for the Benders. I used to love talking to Larry Murray about his horses. He could tell me about the sire, the broodmare, all the siblings. He trained them all because Larry Murray was the private trainer for the Benders. So the Jackson Better Farm and trainer Kenny Decker, same kind of situation. Decker, the private trainer for Jackson Better Farm, and he knows all these horses from the farm down there in Ocala. So he knows the whole life of Austin Banner and all his siblings, and he's got this five-year-old in good form now. And he'll go on to be a nice stallion for Jackson Better Farm too. Austin Banner, he's a five-year-old by Awesome, of course, who's by Awesome again. Awesome, of course, a stallion for Jackson Better Farm. So yeah, Austin Banner, he already won a Grade 2 when he was three, when he won the Swale. And he was second in a Grade 1 last year, and he won the Fire Plug this year. And I think he has a real good shot in a Grade 3 General George coming up Saturday, February 17th at Laura Park, part of our Sprint Fest Winter Carnival, one of six stake races. Saturday, February 17th. Well, that went quick. That segment went quick, right? We're out of time for the segment. Well, I mean, I haven't even really started talking about this weekend yet. I'm already starting about next weekend because we have six stake races Saturday, February 17th out at Laura Park, our Sprint Fest Winter Carnival. Oh, it's going to be a doozy. The Grade 3 General George, the Grade 2 Barbara Fritchie, a bunch of nice local horses nominated, Awesome Banner Fellowship, a Fleet Willie. Going to be a showdown. All the out-of-towners be trying to come in here, come to Laura Park and get the money. But I think there's a lot of local horses going to try to keep the money right here in Maryland. Talking about keeping the money right here in Maryland, special guest going to join us in the next segment, David Richardson, the executive director of the Maryland Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association. He's going to join us. He's putting on a big party at the Sagamore Pendry Hotel next Monday night down at Fells Point. The Renaissance Awards, a joint award ceremony put on by the MTHA, the Maryland Horse Breeders, and the Maryland Jockey Club. So you can get tickets for it. We'll talk to David Richardson coming up here in the next segment about the Renaissance Awards. We'll also talk about that new OTB that opened up in Hampstead, the Green Mount OTB up there in Carroll County. We'll talk to David Richardson coming up next. He's the executive director of the Maryland Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association. Then in the third segment, we'll get back to some more handicapping. I'll talk more about the upcoming stakes we have Saturday, February 17th for our Winter Carnival. I'll also give you a best bet and long shot winner this Friday and Saturday at Laura Park. Let's get a quick break here. Maryland Horse Radio presented by Laura Park. We'll be right back.